Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the AcceleRx Business Update Call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, you may signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star and then one. To withdraw your question, you may press star and two. Please also note today's event is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference call over to Mr. Tim Morris, Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jamie. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's call. On this call, I'm joined by Howie Rosen, Chief Executive Officer, Pamela Palmer, Founder and our Chief Medical Officer, and Jane Wright Mitchell, our Chief Legal Officer, who will read the forward-looking statements.
During the call today, we will make forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements relating to the process and timing of anticipated future developments of AcceleRx's product candidates, including the process and timing of anticipated future development of ARX-04 and Zelvizo, anticipated results and completion of the SAP-302 and SAP-303 studies for ARX-04, timing for initiation and completion, along with the timing of IAP-312 for Zelvizo, launch timing and commercial availability for Zelvizo in Europe, anticipated resubmission of the Zelvizo NDA to the FDA, including the scope and timing of resubmission and cash guidance for the year. These forward-looking statements are based on AcceleRx's current expectations and inherently involve significant risks and uncertainties. AcceleRx's actual results and the timing of events could differ materially from those anticipated in such forward-looking statements as a result of these risks and uncertainties, which include, without limitations, risks related to any delays or inability to obtain and maintain regulatory approval of its product candidates, including ARX-04 and Zelvizo, our ability to successfully design and complete the additional clinical study requested by the FDA to support the resubmission of the Zelvizo NDA, our ability to timely resubmit the Zelvizo NDA to the FDA and to receive regulatory approval for Zelvizo, the success, cost, and timing of all product development activities and clinical trials, including the SAP-302 and SAP-303 for ARX-04 studies and the IAP-312 Zelvizo trial, the ability to manufacture a commercial supply of Zelvizo, and other risks detailed in the risk factors and elsewhere in AcceleRx's U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filings and report, including its annual report on Form 10-K filed with the SEC on March 7, 2016. AcceleRx undertakes no duty or obligation to update any forward-looking statement contained in this announcement as a result of any new information, future events, or changes in our expectations.
Thank you all for joining us today. The agenda is brief. First, we'd like to welcome Howie Rosen as our Chief Executive Officer. Second, we'll update you on our development priorities for 2016. Lastly, we will take your questions. As you know, Howie has served as the interim CEO for AcceleRx since April 1, 2015. Howie is an experienced and technically trained executive with over 25 years of success growing startup and mid-sized biopharmaceutical companies. Howie previously held senior-level general management positions and functional roles in strategy, marketing, finance, business development, research and development at Gilead and Alza Corporation. The Nominating Governance Committee performed a full and complete search for qualified candidates with the help of an outside firm. In the meantime, FDA feedback took longer than expected and had some influence on the development timeline for Zelvizo. The board weighed all relevant factors prior to making the decision to ask Howie to consider taking this role. Over the past year, Howie has been able to reduce his outside obligations, which helped to make it possible for him to take on his role. I'd like to be the first to welcome Howie in this new position. Pam would also like to say a few words.
Thanks, Tim. I too would like to welcome Howie as our CEO. I have known Howie since he joined the board of AcceleRx in 2008. Over the past year, he has spearheaded our efforts with the FDA to define the regulatory path for Zelvizo in the U.S. He has overseen the approval of Zelvizo in the EU and guided us through the scale-up and commercial production for Grünenthal. He has also helped us revise our development and commercial priorities and supported the decision to focus on ARX-04. I look forward to continuing to work with Howie as we progress towards our goal of seeking approval for both of our products in the U.S. Howie will now give you an update on the development priorities for 2016.
Thank you, Pam and Tim also. First, let me say that I've appreciated the support of the employees, the board of directors, and our shareholders during the past year as interim CEO. I'm very pleased that the board has offered me the ongoing CEO position and will continue to seek value for all of our stakeholders. As we've just announced, we've revised our pipeline priorities for 2016 and have selected ARX-04 as our primary focus for clinical development and commercialization. We've also decided to postpone the start of the Zalbizo Phase 3 trial, IAP-312, originally planned for the first quarter of 2016. In conjunction with the launch in the EU, we completed certain performance tests on the EU commercial systems. We determined that the Zalbizo commercial supplies provided the performance quality we expect to provide with our NDA resubmission, and that the commercial supplies may better optimize system functionalities for the conduct of the IAP-312 study. The use of commercial supplies may also reduce review time for any potential post-approval changes with supply manufacturers and software updates. We had planned to make the switch to commercial Zalbizo supplies post-approval, but by doing it now, we anticipate it will ultimately make the launch of Zalbizo in the U.S. smoother. Zalbizo remains an important product for Accelerex, and we look forward to updating you on its progress toward NDA submission. Let me spend a few minutes now on ARX-04. With receipt of the necessary approvals from the Department of Defense and the initiation of the two remaining Phase 3 studies for ARX-04, we've reviewed our resource needs and will focus our clinical, regulatory, and commercial teams primarily on ARX-04. In addition, given the expected review time for the NDA resubmission of Zalbizo is only 6 months, and at this point our preference would be to launch ARX-04 ahead of Zalbizo, the anticipated PDUFA date for Zalbizo would have been before ARX-04's, so we have time to focus on ARX-04 and start the IAP-312 study a bit later. The company confirms its corporate objective that, assuming successful completion of the ongoing ARX-04 Phase 3 studies, SAP-302 and SAP-303, by the third quarter of 2016, the company anticipates submitting the NDA for ARX-04 in the fourth quarter of 2016. We'll now open up the call to questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star and then one. If you are using a speakerphone, we do ask that you please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, you may press star and two. Again, that is star and then one to ask a question. Our first question today comes from Hugo Ong from Jefferies. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the question, and Howie, just wanted to extend my congratulations. I'm really happy to see you on board. So just a few questions. How does the decision today on Zalbizo impact the EU launch, if at all?
Yeah, we don't anticipate any impact on the EU launch.
Okay. And do you anticipate any changes to the 312 design?
Not to the design per se. It's really just the supplies that we'll use to actually do the study.
Okay, great. And just the final housekeeping question, just how should we think about the R&D spend in 2016, and, you know, does this change your cash guidance for year-end 16 at all?
Yeah, Hugo, this is Tim. We haven't changed the cash guidance yet, so I think what we gave you last time is still good.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking the questions.
Sure.
Our next question comes from Michael Higgins from Roth Capital Partners. Please go ahead with your question.
Thanks, operator. I also want to extend my congratulations to Howie for taking the full-time chair. Congrats, Howie.
Thanks, Michael.
A couple questions. I guess I had expected that you'd be manufacturing sufficient commercial quantities, considering you've been making some changes to the Zalbizo device, that you'd make those commercial quantities post-approval. So I've got a 6 to 9 months from PDUFA to launch, but how much time do you think it will take before you can get 312 up and going?
Specifically we're still working through things, so we're not, you know, giving guidance in terms of when we'll actually start, but it's not so much the launch quantities, it's the actual systems we're using. So, we have a different supplier for Europe than we have for the U.S. for controllers. And as you know, the device in Europe is approved through the CE process, so we have a CE mark, and that process allows us to make changes and self-certify. In the U.S., any changes you make are part of the FDA review, so we had made some, besides a different supplier, we had made some changes to the software as well as the hardware just to refine their performance, that currently aren't available in the U.S. U.S. systems.
So prior to today, you were expecting to take the Valvizo device, including the cartridge, the controller, pretty much everything that was used in the previous three phase threes, make some adjustments to that and then run 312. Now you're saying you're changing the manufacturer as well?
Yes, with the one thing that you'll recall is that we had made changes as part of the CRL. We had made changes to the system from what we had done with the phase three. So you recall, as part of the CRL, we had made changes, and so we're making, similar. We're making additional, not similar, but we're making, what we've decided at this point is that we want to make some additional changes before we do the study. Things that we probably would have done, after the product was approved, but, sort of get ahead of the regulatory process rather than leave them out for afterwards.
And just to clarify on the manufacturing, it will now be the same manufacturer as in Europe or simply a third manufacturer?
Yeah, and so we're, the point is we're switching to the commercial manufacturers. So we've done things at higher volumes, more robust, and the things that we would you just feel more comfortable in terms of using those supplies now rather than, waiting until afterwards. And part of what we're benefiting from is the fact that we've now had the experience of ramping up and launching for Grünenthal in the EU. So we decided, we might as well take advantage of that, having had the opportunity to learn from that and go through that process.
Okay, and then last question. Holly, what had made the change for you? What drove the decision to make the change and to take that permanent CEO role?
That's a personal question. For me, it's. I'll tell you the same thing I told the employees just a few minutes ago, is that after working with everyone, I've been on the board since 2008, as Pam mentioned, but after working with everyone more closely for a year and just seeing, the excitement and enthusiasm, I just really want to be part of it, going forward. And as you also heard me say, is I've, unfortunately been a patient for both these, both the potential uses of this, in the ER as well as post-surgical. And so what we're trying to do really resonates with me on a personal level as well. And so I decided that I could make it work with, the other things I've done. I've cut back on a lot of those, and I'm excited about being here and getting us all the way to the end.
Understood. Congrats again. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.
And our next question comes from Boris Peaker from Cowen and Company. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, this is Justin on for Boris. Thank you for taking our questions, and Howie, congratulations on your new role.
Thanks, Justin.
One of the questions was in regards to Zalviso. What was the trigger for the decision? Was there any new FDA feedback? And I know you talked about a new manufacturer, but does anything have to be re-engineered based on additional feedback from the FDA?
Yes, nothing was FDA driven. It's just as it says that we were going through the process of doing the commercial supplies for Grünenthal. And then we also did, do testing on the clinical supplies, and that's which we just completed very, very recently. And that's what, when we just looked at everything all together and thought about the regulatory process and also our priorities in terms of launching the products, that it just made sense to make these switches now. In terms of launch priorities, our current view of the market is that we're really bringing two things new into the hospital setting. One is the sublingual sufentanil, and the second is the device part of Zalviso. And our current thinking is that we'd like to lead with the sublingual sufentanil and get people familiar with that. And so that's an easier story to tell with ARX04. And so our thought is to, our current thought is to, given the approvals, that we would launch with ARX04 first. And so Zelviza was ahead of that, especially given it only has, we were told it would have a six-month review. So we also, that was another reason we felt we just had some time to do the switch to the commercial supplies now rather than waiting.
Okay, all right, great. And then just one question on the ARX04 front. We hear a lot about opioids and abuse potential. Just wondering if there's any discussions with the FDA in which there were, abuse potential concerns. And then also, do you know how many repeat dose patients will need for approval in these new trials?
Yes, so there's not an issue with opioids in hospital to date. I mean, I think the vast majority of issues, and they've been ongoing for quite a while, they're just reaching a peak now, have been outpatient, non-cancer-related patients. Currently, we are not using opioids in any new setting. We're talking about using ARX04, where opioids have been used forever. And in fact, usually IV doses of opioids have been used there. So there's been nothing from the FDA regarding ARX04 and any problem, as far as we can see, with issues relating to opioids and diversion, et cetera. The multiple dose, they've been very clear about how many single and multiple dose. We've easily met the number of multiple dose exposures already for this program. And what we're doing now is just filling out the safety database for the total number of total number of patients that like to see exposed to ARX04 overall.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you for taking our questions.
Sure.
And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, and showing no additional questions, I'd like to turn the conference call back over to Howie Rosen for any closing comments.
I just would like to thank everyone for taking time to join us this afternoon on short notice. Thank you again.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference call. We do thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines.